This is an interview with George Hoffman. The interview is taking place at 60 Flagler Street, Robbsville. It's February 1st, 1993.
How old are you, George?
50.
Okay, and where are you from?
Williams Township.
Okay.
And I was born in Coffee Town. I went to school, Steamer School, Williams Township Elementary, and Wilson High School.
So you lived here all your life?
Yep, all my life, yeah.
Okay, you're married, George?
Yep, married.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Okay, what are their ages?
One's 20, one's going to be 22, and one's 14.
Okay. One's in college?
One's in college. Debbie's in college, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, when, you're an Army veteran, right?
Yep.
When did you go in the Army?
1968.
68? Was that right out of high school?
No.
Uh-huh. What did you do out of high school?
I worked at Lafayette College.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you do up there?
Maintenance.
Maintenance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holy cow. What kind of maintenance?
Well, mowing grass and stuff. Just like they do now. Pick up the garbage and stuff. All kinds of odds and ends.
Yeah. When did you, and you left, you were there how many years then?
To college, I'd say about 4 years.
4 years. And then you got drafted?
Yep, then I went into service, yeah.
Okay. You were Vietnam?
Yep.
Okay.
Year and a half in Vietnam.
Year and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. What unit were you with in Vietnam?
3rd and the 13th Artillery.
Uh-huh. Okay. You were wounded, right?
Yep, twice.
Twice?
Yep.
How did you get wounded in the artillery?
Shrapnel and a bullet.
Oh, yeah?
I got shrapnel in my right hip and a bullet in the back of my head on the top of my skull.
Must have been bullet in the head was a superficial wound, wasn't it? Or was it?
No, it just went in a little ways, you know, but they never took it out. I had to get it taken out when I was up to come back to the States then.
Oh, yeah?
Because it started bothering me. And they took it out up here at Easton Hospital then.
Uh-huh. In other words, the VA didn't do it?
No. No.
Okay, so you got two Purple Hearts, right?
Yep. And I got an Army Commendation Medal. What other one I got? I got another one, too. Bravery Medal.
Uh-huh.
For bravery.
You were at a fire base then, right?
Yeah.
Where at?
All over. Coochie, yeah. Saigon.
Coochie?
Yep.
Yeah, I was out there when I was there 2 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll be damned.
It was all over, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, when you came back from the Army, where did you go to work then?
The Redhead gas station for a while.
Okay.
I worked there, I don't know, about a year. Uh-huh. And then I went to work with my brother-in-law, flipping the siding, Donald Kester, down here on Mill Street in Roswell.
Uh-huh.
And I worked for him for 17 years.
Okay, now that was a roofing company.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what did you do, general?
Yeah, cutting and stuff, roofs and stuff, that's all.
Okay. So you worked there for 17 years.
Yeah.
What happened to that job?
Well, I hurt my back. That's when I hurt my back, and I had that ruptured disc in my back. And
Was that an on-the-job accident?
Yeah, that was on a job accident. And after that healed up, and then I couldn't do anything for about a year, so I got a job as a security with Miley Security in Allentown.
What was the name of that company?
Miley.
Miley.
M-I-L-E-S.
Okay.
And I worked down here at the old Durham Paper Mill.
Uh-huh.
I'd say about a year.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you get workman's compensation for that injury?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, they pay me all the time I was off. They paid me for that.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what happened with the security job?
When then I went from there to Hummel's Lumber.
Hummel's Lumber. Okay, that's up in
Bushkill Drive, yeah.
Bushkill Drive.
Easton, yeah.
Okay. And you were there how long?
9 years.
9 years.
Yep.
And what did you do there?
Well, made deliveries and worked in the yard and odds and ends.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly deliveries that I made.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When did that job end?
Last April.
Last April. So that would have been April of 92.
Yep.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Well, he couldn't get nobody to run the place anymore, right? Uh-huh. Later. Run the lumber yard, so, you know, and he didn't buy any more material, so he couldn't make a go of it there, so.
Uh-huh. Was it because of hard times?
Yeah, you know, economy and this and that, and I guess his prices were a little bit too high, and people went elsewhere to buy, you know.
Who did he generally sell to? A contractor?
Yeah, and the factories and stuff.
Uh-huh. Was that
a lot of factories.
Uh-huh. Was that a very big operation?
No, not that big.
How many people do you have working there?
Let's see. Five guys.
Five guys?
Yeah.
So he just closed down?
Yeah, he just closed it up, yeah.
Uh-huh. How old a guy was he?
Oh, he's in his 40s.
Oh, he's young?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's in his 40s.
Just couldn't make a dollar.
Yep. Uh-huh. He couldn't get nobody to run the place right, you know, that uh-huh. knew anything about lumber and stuff like that.
Well, he didn't want to do it himself?
No, he didn't want to do it himself, no. He just wanted to get somebody in there that knew something about lumber and run a lumber yard, but everybody had in there, they didn't know how the hell they were doing.
Well, Hummel was a long time operation.
It was. It's been there a long time.
So this is the son, I guess, or probably one of them.
No, this guy here, he owns a golf course out there, Woodland Hills Golf Course, that bought the place now.
Bought it from Hummel?
Yeah, well, he bought it from the other two guys that owned it.
I see.
Uh-huh. They originally bought it from Mr. Hummel. And then these other two guys were in partnership, and then they went and sold it to this guy.
Oh, I see. I see. And what else does this guy do?
Built homes.
He built homes.
Yep.
So he just didn't want to run it.
No, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He just didn't want to run it, you know.
But you also said the business was bad there.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since then, since April of 92?
Mowing grass.
At
the golf course, his golf course.
At the golf course.
Yeah, because he took me right from a lumber yard and put me out of it on his golf course.
I see. Uh-huh.
And all I do now is mow grass out there, that's it.
Uh-huh. But you're off for the
winter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When are you going back? Do you have any idea?
No, he said about the middle of April.
Middle of April, okay. So that's, you're off for 4 or 5 months then?
Yep.
That's pretty good long, stretch.
Yeah.
And you collect unemployment?
Oh, yeah. Collect unemployment, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. In these jobs over there, what was the best paying job you had?
With my brother-in-law.
The roofing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Have you managed to keep up with that wage in any of these other jobs?
Oh yeah. It's a little under the wage, but uh-huh. you know, uh-huh. I got to watch what I do with my back.
Yeah. So really, the back made a difference in what you were doing. Is your brother-in-law still in business? Roofing business?
Yep, still in business, yep. Uh-huh. And my youngest brother works for him, too, now.
I see.
He worked for him when I got hurt, too. Uh-huh. It was just the three of us.
Uh-huh. So it was almost like a family business.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of your you know, your economic situation since you got out of the Army, has it improved at all, or
a little bit, not much, but a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When you say a little bit, what do you mean by that?
The economy's so high, everything's so high now. You know, I got a like a budget. I live on a budget. You know.
Right. So it's tough.
Yep, it's tough.
Okay. Does your wife work?
No.
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 So. You're really just your income.
Just my income, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did so all these jobs you've had now, about 3 or 4 jobs, have you tried to get anywhere else, like steel mill or things like
that? Yeah, but I tried to get in Johanna Farm, but the minute I filled out the application, put my age down, they said they don't want me because I'm too old already. I was 40, 46 when I put my application in there. They don't want me. They don't want no young, old guys. They want young guys, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what my neighbor told me, because he works there. Uh-huh. He's the one who got my applications for me. Uh-huh. He said they want the young guys. They don't want the old guys. Uh-huh. And that's the way it is every place you go for a job. You put your age down, they look at that. We don't want you. Uh-huh. You know?
Do they say that?
Oh, yeah. You can tell by just by looking at them when they look at that application.
Yeah, because really it's against the law for them.
But that's what mostly all it is. They don't want these, you know, they want the guys out of college or young guys.
Mm-hmm. How about benefits? Are you covered with any benefits?
When I'm working, yeah, I ain't now. But when I work at the golf course, I got Blue Cross and Blue Shield in.
Uh-huh. But when you're
when I'm home now, I ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you're really without benefits.
Benefits, yeah.
At least a third of the year.
Yep.
Does this bother you at all?
No. No, because I'll be back to work and get my benefits back. And I just tell, you know, Georgie and them to be careful what they do, that's all.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about pension, anything like that? Did you have any kind of pension
nope.
plan when you worked at any of these other places?
No. Nope.
Uh-huh. Nope. Did Hummel pay you benefits?
No, not at first, no. But when this new guy took it over, then I got my benefits right away.
Oh, I see. How do you feel about the situation now? You know, sort of, you know, you're in a almost difficult situation in a way.
Yeah, well, I take it day by day. What can I say? Uh-huh. You know.
Uh-huh. Did you expect when you went to Hummel, for example, that the place would go out of business?
No. No. You know, I thought I'd be there till I retired.
And you were there how many years?
Nine years.
And of course, I guess you expected to stay with your brother-in-law, too.
Yeah, but if it wouldn't have been for my back, I'd probably still be with him. The economy's rough now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I make a living for my family, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I repair, you know, like lawnmowers in the summertime and stuff, make a few extra bucks here and there.
Right, right. How about your daughter's work?
Only when the one does, but right now she's laid off too.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that she works at, she does a couple hours a day at college for, you know, one of the offices up there. Runs errands and stuff like that for him.
She have a scholarship?
Yeah. Yeah, she gets a couple of them every year. She gets scholarships.
She must be a pretty smart kid.
She is.
What's she studying?
She's going to be a teacher.
A teacher?
Yep. Elementary ed and education she's studying.
Okay. Is it tough with a kid in college like that?
Well, a little bit, but when she needs money, if I got it, I send it to her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But very seldom she asks for money. She usually makes her own money and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How about your other... go ahead. How about your other daughter? What does she do?
She was working at UPS in Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think she's working at the video store in Wingap. They laid her off from out there after Christmas when they were...
Right.
Then she... Now she's working up the video store there in Wingap.
Does she live at home?
No.
No,
she lives up there in Bangor.
I see. Okay. So you really have only your son at home?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. When you were, all right, you said you thought you'd stay with the lumber company until the end, until you retired.
Yeah.
How'd you feel when the place shut down?
No, I felt bad, you know. I figured, well, I'd buy my home there, and I'd be there, you know, like I say, till I retired, but there was nothing I could do about it.
How about the other guys that were working there?
Well, they all got laid off and got new jobs now. And I know one. I know the one clerk that worked there, he's working at General Supply now, the heavy setting.
How about the other guys?
I don't know where he's working, the other guy. And the secretary that we had, she's working in Nazareth for some kind of a guy that makes this stuff for tires, the steel tires and stuff up with.
Right.
This new stuff, that's where she's working. But I don't know where the other guy went.
Have you thought about going anywhere else? Obviously you have. But
yeah, but like I say, at your age, you got a lot to do with it.
How about the economy?
Any economy, yeah.
Have you tried to go anywhere else other than that?
Yeah, I've been looking. You fill out applications, but they never call you.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Do you have any idea how many applications you filled out?
Oh, in my lifetime?
No, I mean, the last couple of years.
No, not offhand, no, Rich. Not offhand, I don't.
But enough in any case.
Yep.
You never tried going to work for Bethlehem Steel or
Ingersoll
Rand or any of those companies? Well, of course, when you were working with your brother-in-law or the other...
Yeah, I didn't have to, you know.
So you're, economically, you're just about keeping up, you see?
Yep, that's it. I keep up with it, and that's it, you know.
How do you see it down the road?
Well, I hope it gets better.
Do you have any hope for this new administration doing anything?
I don't know. I sure hope so. But the way things are going now, I doubt it. I doubt it. Because he wants to what, raise his Social Security up to 67 now? And
Right.
I don't think so.
In other words, you expect you're going to have to be working up until you're... Now it looks like
you're
all going to have to work until...
Yep. We're all going to have to work until we can't work anymore, I bet you.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Do you own the place you live in?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah, I own that, yeah.
So you don't really have any mortgage or anything
like
that?
No. Uh-huh. That's one good thing.
Yeah.
What about your son? What does he want to do?
He wants to be a basketball player or a baseball player. He wants to go to college and play baseball or basketball.
Uh-huh. Is he good enough?
No, he's good, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. All I got to do is get him to do his work in school.
Well, that's important.
Yep.
Without that, it's going to be tough to get in school.
That's what we keep telling him. If you want to play sports, you got to get those grades up and get your... Because next year he's going to start high school.
Right.
And he's got to have a B average to play any sports on that in his school.
Oh, yeah?
That's what they say, yeah.
Uh-huh. Does he play ball now?
Basketball, yep.
Does he?
Williams Township, yeah.
Junior high? Or
Midgets,
yeah. Uh-huh. Right. You think you're going to be able to help him through school?
Oh, yeah, by that time, yeah. By the time he gets ready to go to school. And you never know, he might get scholarships, too, if he buckles down.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Your daughter had scholarships most of the time she's been in college?
Yep.
She was a good student.
Yeah. Yeah, she gets them every year, just about. She writes in and fills the papers and sends them in, and she gets them.
So that's a
big help, yeah.
Yeah, big help. Let's go. Let me ask you a little bit about. Do you think the government could do any more to help the economy?
Yeah, they could.
Okay. What kind of things do you think they could do?
Well, what the hell? They don't have to raise. They keep raising taxes and this and that. They don't have to keep raising taxes. You know, they can help the people that need the help instead of helping the rich ones.
Right.
That's what they're doing now. Every time they get a raise, who gets a raise? The Congress and all these big shots. Because they're making enough money now. They can give it to the senior citizens that need the money, you know, that have a tough time, tougher than what I got it probably, some of them do.
Right. What do you think about you just mentioned the fact that they're talking about extending the Social Security, and what do you think about the fact that they're also thinking about taxing benefits or cutting back on increases in the cost of living?
I don't think they should. Nope. No way. But if they cut back, how are the people going to live? How are we going to live?
That's right.
They cut back and they raise Medicare up to these, take the Medicare away and this and that and cut back on that. How the hell are the people going to live? They ain't going to live. And what raises they get in Social Security, whether they take it right out and put it in the Medicare.
Right.
You know.
You think the government should invest in industry more and put more money into jobs?
Yep, I think so, yep. Find jobs for these people that, you know, that can work and stuff. But I don't think they're going to do it, though. To them, and to him, it's a big joke. You know, he don't have to come out in the cold and work. He's sitting down there in that big white house doing, pushing a pencil. He ain't trying to help the people.
Well, we'll have to wait and see whether, in fact,
yeah,
he keeps his promises.
Yep.
Yeah. But you don't have much hope that he's going to.
No. They all promise you this and promise you that when before they get elected. But once they get elected, what happens?
In your, since you got out of high school in your lifetime, have you seen any, you think things have gotten worse economically?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot. Anybody can say, tell you that, it got worse.
In what way? Right,
you look back years ago when you got paid, you used to go to the store and buy, what, 3 or 4 bags of groceries for $25. You can't do that today.
Right.
Yeah, I take notice of that right away. If you don't live on a budget, you might as well forget it.
Right. As you're... So you're talking about inflation, you're talking about increasing cost of things.
Yep. I don't think they have to do that all the time. Every time you go someplace, they want to raise this, raise that. Who the hell's going to pay for it? Who's going to buy?
Right.
Just like you or Martin.
Right.
You go out and buy something, if you see the price, hell, I ain't buying that. It's too much.
Right.
That's the way with anybody. They go someplace else and buy it, where it's cheaper. A couple dollars cheaper, they save a couple bucks.
But over the years, then, your standard of living probably hasn't. Actually, it's probably gone down.
Yeah, it went down. Yeah. Yep.
How do you feel about this?
You know, I don't like it. I feel terrible about it. Somebody's got to do something about it pretty soon, or the world's going to be in a mess. And the way it looks to England, nobody's doing anything about it. You know, all they want to do is keep raising taxes and taxes and taxes all the time. And I think they're going to have to do something to get the economy back on its feet. Because the way I see it, it ain't getting any better. It's getting worse instead of better. You know, anybody can tell you that.
When you got out of high school, there were jobs around.
Oh, yeah. Lots of jobs.
That's just not the case anymore.
Nope. It ain't the case anymore.
So you're concerned about your children's future, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. When I got out of high school, it was all kinds of jobs that could get easy, you know. But now, and if you ain't got a high school diploma or anything, then you're done there, too, because they don't want, you know.
And then they're discriminating on the basis of age, too, right?
Yep.
The fact that you had a back injury, does that keep you from getting any particular kinds of jobs? In other words, do you think that's a factor?
Oh, yeah, because I got to watch what I lift and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, when you apply for jobs, do they want to know about
it? Oh, yeah, they want to know all your injuries and stuff. If you have any, you know, medical history and stuff like that.
Are you still collecting any kind of compensation?
No.
No?
No.
So that ended really when you went back to work.
Yeah, when the doctor said it's all right for me to go back to work. Yeah, that's just cut right out.
Did you get any benefits from the Veterans Administration?
No, I tried a couple times. And
what'd they say?
You got to have your old records and stuff, doctor's records and this and that. And the doctor that took the bullet out of my head, he died and they destroyed all the records.
Doctor's office destroyed the records?
Yeah, when he died, they just got rid of all his old records, and that was it, because my wife, we called up a couple times to see if they couldn't find it.
How come you didn't go to the VA to have that taken care of?
Because I didn't know, I just thought it was a couple pieces of shrapnel in there.
I see.
You know, because it kept getting harder and bigger, and every time I hit it, it was sore. So I went to the doctor up there in Easton, and he says, he operated and took it out, and emergency room went in, and he said, the hell, any shrapnel, that's a bullet in there.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And the Army didn't find it?
Nope. He's great. When they did my hip down there, when they took the stitches out, and I taken a shower, went out, I rubbed the towel down across there, and here I called a piece of shrapnel in my hip, but they didn't even take it out. I took it out myself, had a big hole there, they had to put stitches back in it again. I went to the hospital, and they put stitches back in it again.
It's hard to believe.
Yep. Yeah, I couldn't believe that when he said that's a bullet, that ain't shrapnel. He took it out and threw it in the pan. I heard it hit the pan.
You didn't notify the VA after that, about that?
That's when I notified him. Yeah, and then they said, well, they sent us papers. We sent papers back, and they kept sending more papers, and we filled them out, sent them back, and then we went to the doctor to get the doctor report, and here he died in the meantime. And they destroyed all his records. See, if I would have had those records, then I probably could have got disability or something from it.
Right.
And he destroyed all their records. I tried to get a loan from the veterans when I bought my trailer there, and they wouldn't even give it to me, you know.
The GI Bill?
Nope, they wouldn't give it to me.
Why not?
Who knows? We filled papers out and sent them back, and Disapproved, they said. And that's when I was still in the reserves yet.
Reserve.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, because you'd be eligible for a GI Bill.
Yeah. But I told my wife, then forget it, we ain't sending no more.
Huh.
Yep. That was... When you do everything, but when you want something, then you want help, they don't want to help you.
Mm-hmm. So you don't feel too good about the U.S. military, right?
Nope.
The Veterans Administration?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Even when I bought my trailer, like I said, I tried to get a loan from them, and they wouldn't even give me a loan for that.
But they didn't say why not?
Nope, they didn't say nothing. They just sent a paper back saying you disapproved.
Was it because it was a trailer, do you think? They just didn't say.
Hell, I didn't have no trouble getting it from the bank.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know, me and Chet went to the bank. Chet took me to his bank, and we filled out the papers, and that was it.
This was Chet Flagler.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, Chet, he treated me all right when I bought my trailer. You know, in the wintertime when I got laid off and we didn't have much work, he lowered the payments on my trailer so I could keep the payments up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know?
How long have you been living in there, down there?
22 years.
22 years, since 1970. Right?
Yeah.
71. Uh-huh. Well, that was right after you got out then.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. Martin?
Hmm?
Do you have any questions?
No.
What do you think you'll be doing down the road in terms of your work?
Well, I'll probably be at the golf course now until I retire. Not unless he sells it, you know.
Is that, you feel secure about that job?
Oh, yeah. That's a good job I got. Nobody bothered me, you know. I just mow grass and...
What do you do there?
Mow grass.
Mow grass.
Mostly all grass all summer, yeah.
You say you repair the equipment, too?
Not out there, no. They got a special man that does that.
You repair it at your house,
too? No, yeah. I repair mowers at my house, yeah.
Did you go to school for that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And plus, when I get books, I read the books and stuff, you know. It ain't that hard to learn about them things. There ain't that much, you know.
Well, you do other kind of stuff like that, too, because, of course, you did mine.
Oh, yeah, I do anything. Weed whackers, chainsaws.
Uh-huh.
A lot of lawnmowers, though. Mostly lawnmowers.
Is this pretty good business on the side or not?
Yeah, sometimes you have your weeks and then you, just like any other business,
uh-huh.
You have your weeks. Some busy weeks you're busy, and the next week you don't do a little bit.
Uh-huh. If you didn't do that, could you get along without?
Oh yeah. Like I say, we live on a budget, and that's it.
But it's obviously increasingly difficult to live with it.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know. Because you see stuff you want to buy and you can't afford it.
Uh-huh. Has this situation had any effect on your family?
No.
In other words, your family more or less designed to...
Live that way.
Living that way?
Yep.
Uh-huh. How about your kids? Do they feel angry about it or...
No.
No. Uh-huh. Hell, that's good.
No. They never complained about it, no.
Uh-huh.
But I tell them right now, what can you do, right? You ain't got it, you ain't got it.
Right. You've lived in Robbinsville a long time. You think there are a lot of other people around here in the same situation? I mean, if things seem to have gotten better or worse for other people, you know.
Well, some of them got better, you know, some probably got worse. I couldn't tell you because I don't butt into other people's business
right.
Here in Robbinsville, you know.
You know.
But probably some people's got it better and some people's got it bad here, you know.
Do you apply at any of the paper mills?
No. I can't stand to work inside, though.
No.
I got to be outside.
Inside.
I can't. I don't like working inside.
It's noisy. Inside. Paper mills are...
Noisy.
Really noisy.
That paper mill you worked at as a security guard, where was that?
Right down here at 611, Durham.
Okay, it's closed now, right?
Yeah, it was closed when we were there. Uh-huh. Only they had a few guys, you know, cleaning up and doing odds and ends and stuff, but now it's closed completely.
You know why they closed?
Nope. I don't know why they ever closed up. Of course, another company took it over, and they were supposed to open it up, and they never got around to open it up, and it still sits there the way it was when I was there, empty, uh-huh. You know.
Well, that's like, there's a lot of places like that, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, the fact that all these places are closing down?
Well, they're all closed down sooner or later. They ain't got